Mike O'Mara Radio Entertainment.
Today's episode of the Mike O'Mara Show is brought to you by our bonus packages. Please go to MikeO'MaraShow.com and click on the bonus banner. You'll get access to all of our bonus content, and even better, you'll be helping out TMOS. So please, quit sucking, and we thank you.
Available on demand every day in iTunes and the Google Play Store, and around the world on MikeO'MaraShow.com. What more can we do for you? It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
A foggy day in London town. We are covered with fog in West South Florida.
You let me down there. You didn't do the lower part of the foghorn.
Bert and I come down to the dock about 6 o'clock in the early morning. Hello, everybody. Welcome to the Mike O'Mara Show. We've been very, very busy in the Mike O'Mara Show studios over the last 24 hours trying to tweak our audio, because even though some of you say it's perfection, we constantly adjust. And we adjust very in the same way that my father used to adjust our first color television set, where there would be massive arguments in the home, where a lot of people don't realize that color television, when it came into existence and when it got into homes all over America, there was constant tweaking of color televisions.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
There was not only signal tweaking with rabbit ears and trying to grab the clearest signal you could get, but there was constant tint.
Oh,
brightness,
yes.
And color.
Contrast.
Yeah. I don't dick around with my color TVs anymore.
Oh, I do
anymore.
That all the time.
Well, you really? Do you tweak it a lot?
Yes, because the factory default is for rubes.
Yeah, I don't use the factory default.
It's meant
default,
to make it look the most
it's
brilliant.
Auto.
Yeah. I don't do the factory default, but I do it once, and then I'm pretty well done with it. I just did a total
reset. Remember when I changed the bulb in my ancient television?
Yes.
I have a Blu-ray that walks you through color tests, and it actually has like red and blue cellophane you can look through.
Blu-ray.
To actually match up all the colors.
So you
and stuff.
Put a Blu-ray disc in, and it actually has you measure the color on your television set?
It's fantastic.
A calibrator.
Did Todd Moore, have you been in contact with Mr. Ward? Did you hear about the very latest at the Consumer Electronics Show, where we would love to be?
The podcast turret?
No, what? the power failure.
Power failure.
They had a massive power outage.
Oh, with the TVs.
Consumer.
There's so many TVs. That's
There's
right.
so many
well,
TVs.
It's not like they need electricity to run CES.
They actually brought down the old grid that was powering up the Consumer Electronics Show.
Those OLEDs, let me tell you.
They draw some LEDs. Current, as they say on the Eastern Shore. We lost current.
They probably had Bitcoin mining machines, and they took them down.
Could be.
I still don't get that. Even though we did a whole show on it, I still don't understand.
And did Kodak do something where they're doing cryptocurrency
now? They're pivoting to crypto.
Yeah, Kodak.
You know what? I'm really, really dumb when it comes to trying to. I'm trying to understand what it really is.
I find out someone who is mining for Bitcoin money even as we speak, Mr. Chubbuck.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, he was in on the ground floor. He's been at it for a while.
Is he paid and getting laid?
Well, the problem is that he needs parts for his Bitcoin machine, and they're impossible.
Everyone
to get
I talk to right now, including myself. They all have almost everything. And then you go on eBay, and everybody on eBay is just price gouging you for the machines.
So it's, see, you do that, and my brain starts to throb because I'm saying to myself, you need parts for, is this software?
It's hardware.
So Kodak is going to pivot into Bitcoin machines where you plug this into the internet.
Yeah, so instead of buying a television, you can buy a Bitcoin machine. You can do that now. Technically, you can do that
what
now.
What Kodak does is
Wait,
takes
Rob,
a picture
hold on,
of
hold
you.
On, hold on. No, stop. No shtick here. I want to figure something out. So here's the deal. So you plug in your Kodak Bitcoin machine.
Hypothetically. Yes.
And it automatically it scans the internet to find this cryptocurrency, and then it puts it in an account for you.
Yes.
If it finds.
In your crypto wallet.
And then ultimately, see, here's where it gets me. But it's still predicated on the market as to
the
where
value
it goes.
Of your coins.
Mm-hmm. And you hear things like, oh, cryptocurrency took a huge hit today because it's got the same level of speculation that the stock market
has. It does. It's just 10 times more volatile.
It's 10 times more volatile.
Maybe 100 times more volatile.
120.
Can you at a certain point, can you cash in your chips and be done with the whole thing?
People have done that already. Yeah,
but who buys it? Other people?
Yes. Other rubes like us.
I see.
So they'll put it into a real money?
Yeah. So if you had one Bitcoin right now, you probably could. You could go out and sell it. I don't think a full market value, but you could definitely sell it for 13 grand.
For one coin?
One coin.
One coin.
And transfer that info to the other person's wallet.
Do you have any coins?
I have dick. I got nothing.
And are you trying to get coins?
Yes, the old-fashioned way, by having someone else build the machine and we share in the profits.
Here's what now, I know about
wait,
it.
Wait, hold on. I just have to ask another question. I'm sorry to interrupt you, Rob, but I have to. My brain won't process it unless I do it all at the same time. And if you get the machine that has all the parts.
Yes. We're bidding on eBay right now.
What would your, say, average cost of getting all the parts for a machine that would be a machine that's basically, we're saying machine, but it's a computer.
Yes.
A computer that mines for Bitcoin.
Right. How now, much would that around $6,000.
So if you get your machine.
Yes.
For $6,000.
Yes.
And your machine goes out, what would be like the average number of days it would take that machine to find a decent Bitcoin?
People have given me averages, but there are no guarantees. It's like a blackjack table in my eyes.
I just see Oscar throwing his pick in the air and licking it like Yukon Cornelius.
And mind you that, like, I'm so, my silent partner has been so silent about this that I thought I'd have a mine and it'd be running right now. We're still bidding on eBay.
Yeah, we were having a few drinks with the Chubbicks, and Rob was talking about his success and his failures and how he's sort of stalled right now. And Carrie, because she's ever so helpful, says, "You should do that." And everybody at the table says, "It's too late. Too late to get in.
It is too late.
The ship is
too late."
Yes.
Too late.
Mm-hmm.
To a man, everyone I talk to.
It's too late.
It's too late.
Yeah. So, you should vote for Reagan.
Do you know, Mike, you know me. If I really think something's going to work, I take the bull by the horns and I do it myself, right?
Yeah, you seem defeated even in this discussion.
Well, because I talked to my silent partner 2 days ago. I said, he sent me a text for an eBay machine. And I said, I gave him a thumbs up. And then I got nothing back. I said, "Hey, what about that eBay machine?" And he's like, "Eh. Looks like the price is being run up." Like, and so at this point.
So is the eBay machine specifically designed to mine for Bitcoin on eBay?
It's an ant miner for a different type of coin.
How do ants play into it? Where did pest control?
That's what they call it. That's just what they call it.
Let me
so many things. Yeah.
I've read a lot about the collapse of the financial markets back when Obama was coming in and was going out.
Yeah, thanks a lot, Obama.
I was reading a lot about this, and
where's Hank Williams Jr. when I need him?
I know. I don't know where he is. There he is. Yeah. Thank you very much. How about that? Huh? Am I ready for that? Am I ready today? Foot. Thank you. Thank you very much. Very good. Very good.
Obama.
Thank you, Hank. What was that? Let me give it to you again. Come on, give it to me one more time. Come on. Thank you.
Obama.
All right.
Do you think
louder.
That Hank Williams Jr. is mining for something other than Bitcoins?
That's not what I wanted. Oh, by the way, the hair on my knuckle grazed that one, and the wow came up like that. The one that it was inappropriate that I didn't want. But Obama with Hank Williams Jr., I have to hit 9 times because it's a it's a fucking iPad.
Well,
a useless crap iPad.
The wall is how I feel about Bitcoin.
That's it.
So. Where was I? I lost my...
Ant miners.
So I've read a lot about the collapse of the financial markets, and I've watched some television programs about it. And one of the things they said in these giant financial institutions is that they would create products to sell to the public that would be so confusing,
mm-hmm.
and it was by design to sell these products to the public, because if the public didn't understand these financial products that were being offered, then it was all well and good, because the guys from Wharton and the guys running Goldman Sachs were okay with people not knowing what was going on, because the more confusion, the more they could reap the profits while the rubes out there in public land didn't know what was going on. Is there a similar thing with Bitcoin? Because I get a lot of people that kind of don't know, but they want to be in because they think there's a big payoff.
These are the people that are going to vote for Oprah.
But no, I don't think Oprah has anything to do with it.
This is not the same thing. It wasn't built by financial institutions. It actually isn't. Financial institutions are threatened by these e-coins.
It's a complete opposite.
Speaking of Oprah, I should mention that a new political persuasion show will drop today, Thursday, and we're very excited about it. Chris Freitz and I, Chris, formerly of CNN, and a brilliant man who is extremely well-informed, and he compensates for my lack of depth each and every week, but it doesn't prevent me from screaming and yelling, because let me tell you something. I feel if it's good enough for the President of the United States to be ill-informed and loud, it's plenty good enough for me. So get ready for it, because I'm going to do some screaming and yelling this week on Political Persuasions. Wait. I am going to yell loudly, people. So you can look forward to that.
Is this
today.
The week that you pretend to sing the national anthem as well?
Yes.
Good.
Yes.
I love that.
Yeah, that's a wonderful idea. I would like to, you know, maybe I'll open the show with President Trump singing the national anthem. You know? Yeah, I do. By the way, the greatest screw up with the national anthem came with Dennis Murphy, and I believe was it our softball game that he sang the national anthem to?
I think it was the second one, yeah.
The second softball game where Dennis Murphy said, "Oh, say can you see by the dawn's light what surprise?" He got through that part,
right?
"What surprise we hailed as the twilight's last gleaming." Got through that part.
Right.
Fine. His second verse, this is exactly how it sounded. That was the second stanza. It was one of the greatest moments.
It's so weird, though, because, that. You know, what is it? It's January 11th. Still no Christmas presents from him?
No.
It's weird, right?
No. Oh, yeah. Did he come to New Orleans? I don't even know. Was he in New Orleans?
I want to say I hugged him in New Orleans.
I think he did.
Oh, no, yeah, remember, two nubs. There was two listeners that had nubs, and then they united at the listener party. I remember I said, what other podcast has two guys that were
there
attacked
by
sharks?
There were two listeners that had nubs?
That were attacked by sharks.
But together?
Really?
Yes.
Two hands?
Yes. And I put my fist in the middle of them, and I was hammered, and I said, go Power Rangers. I said something like that. It was like, really cool. Mm-hmm.
It was a moment. That's awesome. Well, the long and short of it is the second time we've discussed Bitcoin on the show. I thought this
and
one was a little
attacks.
More. I thought this one was actually a little clearer to understand. We got too deep into it because I was too curious.
Yeah.
Now I'm really not interested in it.
Mike, you have look. For all you Bitcoin miners out there.
Are you okay?
Are you okay?
I know you had a long day yesterday.
He's going to reset now. He's going to reset for the listeners.
You have better odds of making a solid return on your investment by simply doing what you're doing in the market. Put your money in the S&P 500 and ride the wave, baby.
I know. But I'm a riverboat gambler. You know that. I like
you are
I like
with a big, tall top hat.
I love riverboat gambling. I really do. If only I could just play cards instead
you can't
of
even
putting
get,
my...
You can't even get the parts for the machines.
Yeah, like that's, is that? Yeah, somebody's doing it though,
you
right?
You pre-order now, you get it in March. It's too late in March. All
it's too late. It's
over.
Too late.
And Rob's not going to do that. What's he going to do? He barely puts records in his record machine.
I think it's a scam. I think it's a giant scam.
Well, of course, but somebody's making money, and who is it?
Isn't that always the way it is, though? Someone's
not
always
us.
Making
yeah,
money.
Yeah, at the expense of the Rube.
Yeah, the Rube. And speaking of Rube, later in the broadcast, maybe I can talk about my health insurance because they've done it again. They've started the year off with stress and terror.
Obama.
Yes. It's Obama's fault.
Obama.
Thank you very much. That's right, man. You hit it to stop it, and then you start it again. And
Obama.
There he is. You stop it, and then you hit it again. Yes, sir. You know, and it doesn't play. It doesn't
that
play.
That Brad Bastard.
There you go. You do it. Golf applause, please. Let me play that. Thank you very much. I appreciate that. How about a little sandpaper? Can we get some of that on there? No, can't do that. There it is. Thank you. Now stop that. Oh, it's the gentle touch that worked.
Oh.
Okay. How about my favorite all-time score to any movie you'll ever see?
Okay.
That's
so good.
I love that. That's wonderful. And then, you know, based on this entire opening, the theme of the day.
What a dumbass.
Thank you very much. We'll be right back, everybody.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show. You can listen to the Mike O'Mara Show at www.mikeomarashow.com.
Stay tuned for an outstanding entertainment program.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
Let's get down to business.
From the entertainment capital of the world.
Does someone want to just tell me to my face you're never going to give me the scores I deserve?
This is how it's done. Some of these girls have paid their dues.
I don't give a I outskated them today.
We also judge on presentation.
Well, you know what? If you can come up with $5,000 for a costume for me, then I won't have to make one. Till then, just stay out of my face.
Maybe you're just not as good as you think. Maybe you should pick another sport.
Suck my Did you... I mean, when I was a kid, did you ever love me or anything?
You think Sonia Henny's mother loved her? Poor f***ing you. I didn't stay home making apple brown Bettys. No, I made you a champion. Knowing you'd hate me for it. That's the sacrifice a mother makes. I wish I'd had a mother like me instead of nice. Nice gets you s***. I didn't like my mother either. So what? I f***ing gave you a gift.
You cursed me. You're a monster.
Spilled milk, baby.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show. Mike O'Mara, Rob Spiewak, Oscar Santana.
And now, from his office chair, here's Mike.
That's why Mrs. O'Mara and my little guy were out of the house at 7:25 this morning, heading over to the rink. Boy, really looking forward to the way that ends. That
spilled
date's going to end
really well.
Spilled milk. Yes, sir. That's from my Tanya. That's just a... I don't know. It seemed like I was bitching about lack of movies for 6 months, and then about an hour ago, there are like 30 movies that I want to see now, and that's at the top of the list with the story of Tonya Harding and Golden Globe winner, the Allison Janney, who won the Golden Globe, playing Tonya's mother, who apparently was a little rough on her daughter.
Hey, it's called Tough Love. That's how kids excel, Mike. Spilled milk, baby!
We are live from the Pfeiffer Studios in our nation's capital. This is the Mike O'Mara Show, a worldwide podcast and radio show with loyal listeners who get it. If you're here, you're in the know. We are on air, on demand, and heard 24/7 on the new TMOS app. Update it now and get our show all day, every day. You can reach us at 888-920-MORE. That's 888-920-6673. The Mike O'Mara Show is on now, and we are brought to you by Cornerstone First Financial. We love Cornerstone First Financial. You're going to love them, too. You know, usually with the new year, a lot of people start thinking about refinancing. They think about maybe making the plunge and getting into that house that they've always wanted. But I'll tell you something, the trickiest part of the entire process, because I've been around the block or two, and I will tell you that the home finance world is complicated, and it's a real good idea to get somebody that is in the know, and that's what they are at Cornerstone First Financial. By the way, you can sell your own house. You can buy a house from somebody that's selling it on their own. You can get that part out of the way, but when it comes to getting the money you need somebody to guide you with that, and Cornerstone First Financial can lock in your rate. They can do it before it's too late, and we know them. They're good people, and they'll be your good people as well. We want you to click their banner ad on our website, or you can call Cornerstone First Financial, 202-6 625-1221. Mention TMOS and receive a free appraisal at closing. That's a wonderful deal, and that removes a significant expense from the process.
Nice bonus.
CornerstoneFirst.com/TMOS or call 202-625-1221. Personal attention, from application to closing, they're licensed in Maryland, D.C., Virginia, and Florida. And a happy new year from all the good people at Cornerstone First Financial. We love these people, and they're going to help you as well. Yes, it was a tense morning. As everybody on the show knows, when we tweak our audio and when we get involved in that, it can be, it's very, very meticulous, and it's very, very tough, because we're a homegrown operation here.
Yeah.
And we do not have a fleet of network engineers that work with us. We do it on our own, and we rely on a network of listeners to let us know how we're doing. So the feedback is always appreciated, but it's a little bit tense. And then compounding that, which I was doing this morning, was the conjuring deceptive practices of another health insurance company that seems to be double billing me for the month. But here's the problem. Carla said to me, well, why don't you just call them? Well, because I know I have to, but saying just call them is discounting the process of getting on the phone with any kind of insurance company, which is an exercise in testicle bursting agony. I am telling you that
TBA?
TBA, it is something that I let me think of things that I could put. I would get a crown before I would want to do that. A crown on a tooth. Yeah. I would do that. Not a root canal. Probably not as bad as a root. But a crown, sure. I would probably go through that process. Let's see.
I have a thought or two.
You do?
Why doesn't she call them?
Because she deals with our agent at the health insurance company, and she has tidied things up with her. Carla basically was responsible for the renewal process, which, by the way, in the world of conjuring and maximizing profits, they make you do it every year. Because I'm not telling anything to people that they don't already know.
Went through it.
Because if you had something and then they made a slight adjustment to the premium and it just automatically renewed, that would be, that'd be far too easy.
Sure.
That would be, and they wouldn't be able to weed out the people that are, dropping off the face of the planet. So I sit here with a double payment made for the month of January, getting ready to, I may do it today, I may do it tomorrow, I may do it next week. The fact is that I paid it, so I know I'm covered, but the fact is I don't want to deal with these people, especially the people that I dealt with last year when I was going through the same crap.
I understand that it is a never-ending S show, but the double payment.
Yeah.
Did they bill you twice?
No.
It was just an oversight, and you sent them too
send
much
me
money.
A bill. They didn't send me a bill until the middle of the month, and there it was in all its doubled-up glory. Uh-huh. And then when I went to pay it, they said, you're delinquent. Oh, and I went back, and I said, I made a double payment in November thinking that I was paying for December. Obviously, that's not the case. It's confusing.
Yeah.
They were hoping you wouldn't notice the double payment, and they could just sit on the extra bucks.
I don't know what
Where are you
going
to get the ant miner?
Yeah, the ant miner is and the Bitcoin and all that.
Send them a Bitcoin.
I don't know. I'm going to start a YouTube channel.
My premium now is $480 a month. And I sat here and I said, it's about right. I'd never go to the doctor. The one time I went, I have like a $5,000 deductible. I paid full price. Sure. I have like the worst insurance possible.
Do you have a calculator? Do you have a calculator there?
Oh, yes, I do.
Yeah. Put your premium in there.
Before you say anything, I'm healthy. Yeah. By the way,
Hey.
And
I
young.
Get that. That's a dig. That's a dig, I don't need that from you.
I'm just saying.
You're gonna get old someday too. When your stomach looks like a colander, you're gonna be in that situation.
I don't have two new hips, but okay.
You don't have.
I hope he doesn't get too old.
All right. So you put your premium.
Yeah.
Right? All right. So hit the multiplication.
480. Yeah. Uh-huh.
And now put a 7 after it.
Times 7, or
and then yes, times 7, and then equal.
Oh, boy.
Oh, that's not so bad.
Yeah, thanks, you ass. All right, anyway.
You ass. Do you remember back a certain number of years ago, you were talking about buying a used car, a beater, like a cop car just for fun?
Could have gotten a very respectable beater for that.
12 of them a year for the same price.
Beaters.
Yeah, it's exciting.
It's the first of the month. I'm going out to buy a Crown Vic. Goodbye.
Yeah, it's what we all deal with. It's what we all suffer with. Mm-hmm. That's the way it goes, ladies and gentlemen. But you know what? How about some lighthearted stuff? Mr. Colburn, my friend, retired Colonel Michael Colburn of the United States Marine Corps, former director of the President's Own, and an exquisite friend of mine.
Good guy.
One of the best things that's ever happened to Carla and myself, I have to tell you, or Carla and me, because I don't think I have to use myself, was the friendship between Mike and Nancy Colburn. They're good people. So when Michael Colburn sends me a recommendation. Now, by the way, I know there are other listeners that I am friends with that have sent the same recommendation, so I give you credit as well. I don't want to slight anybody, but when Michael Colburn sends me a recommendation, I jump at the opportunity, and I'm here to tell you, we logged 2 episodes last night, and I'm not sure this is for everybody, but I will tell you who it's for and who's going to adore it.
Okay.
I mean, adore it. Rob,
yes,
you need to run to this television program.
Is it a network or is it?
It is Amazon. It is on Amazon, and it is called The Marvelous Mrs. Maisel, Golden Globe winner. And I will tell you, this show was, I'm going to say, Rob loves things that are so Jewish.
I do,
and this is marvelous. This is just.
Can you
incredible.
Thumbnail it for me? It sounds wonderful.
I almost don't want to because I want you to understand the plot.
Tell us.
This is the only spoiler I will give you, and it's really not even a spoiler. Okay. But I will tell you that Mrs. Maisel, the lead character...
Is she marvelous?
The young lady in this particular television program is, in my estimation, one of the most likable television characters that I have ever seen on the screen.
That's high praise.
How do I say this without getting my wife angry at me? Okay, here it is. I watching her on screen, you want to be her friend. I think that women want to be buddies with her. Men want to take her out to dinner. She is a quadruple threat performer.
Look this up.
She is brilliant, and it was captivating. Now, with the dialogue, and this is where Rob comes in.
Mm-hmm.
The fast patter of the dialogue will remind you of the producers.
It moves that fast.
It moves rapidly. It is so shtick loaded. It is Rob. If you do not adore this television program, then I don't even know you after over two decades. This show is spectacular. Let me give you the cast. Okay,
mm-hmm.
It's got the guy that played Monk. I forgot what the name of that actor is. The guy that was in Big Night, and he was a superstar mm-hmm. in Monk, and I should know his name. It's got Kevin Pollak.
Tony Shalhoub.
Yes. And he is brilliant in it. It has a brand new actress who plays Mrs. Maisel. I think she won the Golden Globe. This show.
She's adorable.
She is spectacular.
You know what she is? She's a knockout.
She is. Okay, calm down. Calm down. But I'm going to tell you, this show.
She is beautiful.
Yeah.
It's not like anything that I have seen before. And
does it lean comic? Does it lean drama? Is there elements of drama?
It's
old timey.
It's old timey comedy taking place in the 50s.
Okay.
It's comedy constantly.
Oh,
the whole
cool.
thing is predicated on comedy, and the shtick that goes on. It's incredible. I think it is one of the most unique and original shows I've seen in a long time.
There's my rave. I can't wait to see it.
I got to give you my rave, The Marvelous Mrs. Maisel, and boy, one last spoiler alert. If you don't want any spoiler at all, please turn down your radio right now, because I'm going to give it to you, okay? Boy, is her husband a nad. What a
That's
hump.
That's not a spoiler.
What a hump. A total hump. It's great. It's just absolutely, you know. And
how
you
many
know,
episodes total?
Two. We knocked out two last night.
And, okay.
First one was, I think, the pilot, probably a little longer than the second one. Second one was a super quickie, and we're all in. And
I can't wait. That sounds awesome.
And Oscar, I'll throw a bone to you too as well, because a little tasteful nudity as well in the pilot episode.
So, speaking of nads,
so there
from
you go.
Mrs. We're, Maisel.
Yes, from Mrs. Maisel.
That is marvelous.
Thank you. There. Yeah. Now I've given you too much.
Yes.
No.
I have given you too much, ladies and gentlemen.
This is what you're always guilty of. You give.
Let me give.
Tasteful
before
nudity?
Before I go to break here, I do want to give my daughter a plug. This is the Manhattan Repertory Theater that she is in a play that's going to be coming up. Actually, when we're going to be up in D.C., she's going to be performing. And she's a working actress, and she's got a lot of projects going on. Last night, her younger sister, my middle child, was visiting her, and they called me from the subway.
Oh,
really?
And then they were going to go. They couldn't get tickets to the show that they wanted to go to. A show that, by the way, if I was in New York, I would probably buy tickets to it. It's called Drunk Shakespeare. And
I've heard of it.
It's exactly what you would think it is. Apparently, all of the actors drink five shots and then perform a Shakespeare play. I'd be all over that. By the way, if you had to do that maybe five nights a week, don't you think you'd be faking the boozing? You'd be doing a little Dean Martin, Foster Brooks thing.
I think so.
But let me just make sure I've got the.
Speaking of Shakespeare, I'm driving Robert home from basketball practice last night. He said, "You know what, Dad?" I said, "What?" He says, "Romeo and Juliet is stupid."
Robert.
And I said, hold it.
Robert,
it's not. Are you reading it aloud? Because a lot of times if you just read Shakespeare without reading it aloud. It doesn't sound right.
Is he taking Shakespeare in school?
In
right
English,
now?
They are reading it aloud.
Tell him to watch the Claire Danes rendition.
Yeah, or the original one, Mike, Olivia Hussey. I believe you'll agree with me. That's some tasteful nudity.
I don't. I'll be honest with you. I actually took a Shakespeare course in high school.
Right.
And Shakespeare is difficult. It is very, very difficult. It is hard to negotiate.
Overrated.
It really is.
But the easiest way to understand it is to read it aloud. And that's the general consensus of most people, that Shakespeare was sort of a hack. And that's the tack the teacher's
theater
taking.
Theater in the round.
Sure.
The Manhattan Repertory Theater. Sounds pretty good, doesn't it?
Yeah.
They're doing a play. It's called Father. And this is, I don't know anything.
It's about you, isn't it?
I'm talking to Catherine this afternoon. I'll get as much information as I can. Two shows only, Friday, February 2nd, and Saturday, February 3rd at 6:30 p.m. For ticket reservations, go to ManhattanRep.com. And, this is it. I don't care how that this is a one-off play where they're just doing one night of it. But the fact is, she's in it, and she's up in New York, and she's gotten
awesome.
A role. And I'm proud of her. And, it says starring, and she's under here. And I'm so proud of my daughter. I really am.
The severe graphic it's probably for the publicity or the programs or the poster. It looks like a scary play. It looks like an intense play.
Yeah, it's just got like a cross with a cloudy sky in the background. And I'm not sure whether it's a priest or, she did that Doubt. She did that play in high school. But,
yes.
In college, rather. So I'm wishing her the very best.
I think
best.
Some of the best plays are the scariest plays, right? Like, if you think about it as far as the subject matter, not necessarily thrillers, but look, for example...
Like a mystery? Like the mousetrap?
No, not like the mousetrap, but look, when I'm watching more and more of Black Mirror on Netflix.
Black Mirror is pretty intense. Did you watch the futuristic one?
I did.
Were they on the treadmill? Were they on the bicycle or the exercise bikes?
My God, that does sound scary.
No, it was like futuristic. That show, the best description of that show is that it was a Twilight Zone kind of thing.
It's an anthology series, right?
Each one is an individual self-contained movie.
Do you like that type of suspense, Rob Spear?
Oh, yeah. Well, I mean, Twilight Zone is one of my favorite shows of all time.
By the way, the lead actor in the second episode that we're talking about here was also featured in the movie Get Out.
Yes.
He's the black actor in Get Out.
Okay.
So you might want to
do me a favor. Watch one episode.
Mm-hmm.
I hate this type of suspense. Like, it makes you, it's hard to get, like, it's so uncomfortable. Like, it really isn't built for everybody, but seeing it and the way they put it together blows my mind.
Do they usually give you relief at the end, or they ever?
No.
You literally walk
away feeling like something is wrong with society.
Oscar loves his live theater scary, and that's why, of course, this year he will be in the front row when the arena stage puts on that fabulous play Hostel. That's going to be something that we're going to really, really look forward to seeing.
Davey Marlon Jones gave it two thumbs
up. When cats come to town, meow.
That's not scary. We'll take a break and we'll come back with more fun and more thrills on the Mike O'Mara Show. I'm out. I don't have anything else, guys. I'm done. We'll be right back on the Mike O'Mara Show.
From American Public Media.
Yes, things are moving along at the Mike O'Mara Show app. Here's the latest news. Everybody's busy since the new update. Rob and Joe are baking their delicious homemade comedy biscuits. Oscar and Todd are out back behind the Tesla shucking corn and talking tech. Rob and Katie just finished whitewashing a fence in front of the Cake and Cookies broadcast shed. Gary Stein just sold a t-shirt, and Tony Perkins at his mercantile store is doing gangbusters. And Marcus Serta is making sweet love to Steve Mermelstein in the Omeracast sex dungeon. Yes, it's all well at the app, especially with the new TMOS Live feature. Now you can stream the show live as it happens, and there's a classic TMOS at your fingertips 24/7. Make sure you download or update today.
It's a promo by a sexual harasser.
From the TMOS app, where everyone's phone is just a little bit smarter.
Maybe he was in the dungeon. Yeah.
I don't know. Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show.
But a good-looking man.
Brought to you by Texture. Magazines are the best. They have the best content, the best insight, the best entertainment. But magazines are expensive, bulky, and inconvenient, right?
Right.
Wrong.
What?
If I took Vanity Fair, People, Us Weekly, Rolling Stone, Entertainment Weekly, ESPN, Sports Illustrated, Esquire, GQ, Maxim, Men's Health, Details, Golf Digest, Vogue, Real Estate, if I stacked all these magazines, you wouldn't be able to see my pretty face.
No.
You'd have a room full of magazines.
That's it.
It would look ridiculous, and people wouldn't think that you were well-read. web. They walk into your home and they say, you're a hoarder. That's not what you want. What you want is texture. It's one of the greatest apps in the world. If you crave magazines, all you have to do is put them on your smartphone or tablet with the Texture app. You're going to love it. All the magazines you could possibly want on your smart device. Plus, unlimited access to over 200 additional premium titles like Vanity Fair, Sports Illustrated, Maxim, Wired. They've got great magazine content. It's totally searchable. You can pop it into your iPad, look for what you want, and find it. And by the way, find it on multiple platforms. One particular subject, you might have 2, 4, 5, 6 magazines with a different take on it. Texture means having your favorite magazines and their back issues anytime, anywhere. To start your Texture free trial, go to texture.com/TMOS. If you choose to continue, our listeners get Texture for just $9.99 a month. That's over 30% off their listed price. With Texture on your phone or tablet, you'll never be out in the cold again because all the hot magazines are right at your fingertips. Go to texture.com/TMOS to start your free trial today. That's texture.com/TMOS, and you are going to love it. Speaking of magazines,
yes,
I'm not sure whether this was in a magazine or whether this was on a website, but have you guys been familiar with the Michael Douglas thing, the very latest in the world of sexual harassment?
I thought you were going to mention the IKEA pregnancy test.
This is Michael Douglas.
Do you suppose this is why he was noticeably absent at the Globes?
Well, it could be.
I don't know the story.
Let me look it up so I get it right. I want to make sure. But the long and short of this is...
He was quite the lover for some time, we knew.
Michael Douglas becomes aware of a relationship he had with a subordinate, someone who worked for him, a lady who worked for him 30-plus years ago, who has now come out and said that he ain't in front of her. He actually did the Louis C.K. move in front of her, and that he used bawdy and suggestive language that offended her. And now this is the way this goes down. This is maybe a first for this. She's going around to publications and
shopping her
Michael,
story.
Michael Douglas and his peeps get wind of this, and Michael Douglas goes to the Hollywood Reporter and does a full preemptive situation where he says, "This I did this. If I did this, I was wrong. But I never pleasured me in front of." And it's a big, big deal.
Wow.
And it's when you read this, it's terrifying because it is obviously something that he has one version of events, and we don't even know what her version of events are because nothing has come out yet. He is getting ahead of this because he felt he needed to, and it's obviously been so disconcerting that if it is not true, he wanted to go on the record.
A smart move.
I'm surprised you didn't see this.
It is, but you know what's so weird and sad about this? Now that these accusations have become so common, people are strategizing against them. They're not reacting. They're like coming out ahead of it.
Two things are happening. Now guys in power positions know you can't Yankee cranky when you want to.
That's right,
that's
Pony.
That's just the rules. For the people that have been in the position of power and have misstepped or have been aggressive or have, and by misstep, I don't want to lighten what's happened, right? I'm just saying that they've made mistakes.
Transgressions.
Yes. If you're in that position, you have to get ahead of it, because if it hits Twitter or it hits Vanity Fair before you get your piece, and usually you get an opportunity to talk about it.
Yeah, but you're always playing catch up.
Yeah, and the mistakes that have happened with any reporter, I imagine, when they want a comment from the alleged, the accused, people have said no comment, and then boom, you know, they publish it, and then you got to fight.
That's what he's doing.
Yeah.
And he goes to, this is from Deadline Hollywood.
Deadline.
They do an interview with him, and they publish the interview, and the first question, why are you coming forward before an expose story that may or may not surface when your preemptive move will draw attention and create controversy all its own? He says, I felt the need to get ahead of this. It pertains to me. This is Michael Douglas saying this, but I'm also getting a sense of how it reflects in our culture and what is going on today. I see it as a cautionary tale. Right before the holidays in December, the day my son got early acceptance for college that he wants to go to, when we were all ecstatic, I got a message from my attorney that the Hollywood Reporter wanted to do a story about an employee that worked for me approximately 32 years ago. She claims that, one, I used colorful language in front of her, not at her, but that I used colorful language. Two, she claims that in conversations I I had in front of her on the phone, that I spoke raunchily or dirtily with friends of mine in private conversations. I fired her eventually for the work she was doing, but three, she claims that I blackballed her from the industry. And then four, she claims that I... What's the rule on saying that word, the M word, for... Can you say that on radio now, or do they bleep that out?
It's Yankee Cranky.
Yeah, I think we all know what we're saying.
A Yankee Cranky'd in front of her. My attorney was asked, do I have any comment? I said, yeah, let me speak to the reporter. I tried to think, to reach back 30-plus years, to try to remember. I remembered this woman, sophisticated, intelligent, good sense of humor, a novelist who has written books and published novels, and was an active feminist, and I and proud of it. My head was reeling. I just couldn't put this together. I've had no contact with her in 30-plus years. I talked to the reporter and said, listen, as far as using colorful language in front of her, I apologize. None of it was directed at her. She didn't say it was. Mm-hmm. It was my office, and it was the tone that I set with conversations with friends. As to colorful language, she may have overheard private conversations. As far as blackballing her, that was completely untrue. And as far as Yankee, that's a lie. That's what he says. And it goes on to go into great detail. During this interview that I read, the entire transcript of this interview, you hear this from Michael Douglas, and I don't make a call as to who's really the culprit here. You can't, because no one knows the particulars.
Right.
But you feel his level of angst. And what Seth Meyers made a joke about it at the Golden Globe, saying this is the first time where you'll hear men's names mentioned publicly, where they won't have to be afraid.
Right.
And then right after the Golden Globes, we were dealing with the James Franco situation, where you heard that he's a creep, and Ali Sheedy's out there talking about what kind of a nasty guy, and he went on Colbert the other night, James Franco.
I think last night.
This is everywhere.
Yeah.
This is still, there's a sense of unease throughout all of Hollywood, and I think ultimately, as we move forward, this is going to result, as Oscar said, in men, just finally getting their act together and knowing the parameters of what is decent behavior, and that is a good thing.
That's the positive.
When you reach back 30 years, I can imagine it's quite a terrifying situation.
I'm trying to put it in perspective with his career. That would have to be probably on the set of Romancing the Stone.
Wall Street, right?
Wall Street was 87, I think. So it's even older than that.
Man.
Yeah, long time ago for him.
Maybe he was giving some inside trading tips.
Yes, I'm sure.
No, seriously, what do you think? I mean, what do you think about a guy that gets this 30 years down the road? It's pretty terrifying.
I think within this space, like any other, and I'm not talking about the movement. I'm talking about the you did something wrong 30 years ago accusation. It really is up to a he said, she said moment, unless you have the proof.
And I also think the she said is predicated on the fact that he has a reputation of being sort of a horn dog. And that she
probably... The man got cancer from it.
She probably thinks, you know what? If I embellish this story, most people are going to buy it.
Hold on a second.
I know what he thinks he's saying.
That's not true. Did he get cancer? But we remember
of the throat.
Did he say he thinks that's why
that,
he
that
got
was
it?
His theory? Yeah, yeah.
Spelunking.
Oh God. God, Oscar. Do you think that? Here's the thing. That's I remember
and Shakespeare sucks.
Yeah. The last thing we heard about Michael Douglas in the sexual arena was that he was the sex addict.
Yeah, that.
Remember that?
I think those stories were intertwined.
Yeah, they were.
He admitted his addiction.
There is, in this particular climate right now, there is no statute of limitations. Because we're not talking about a court. We're not talking about a formal legal proceeding.
Wouldn't it be easier to pay her off? If there was something that was available. All the guys, the Weinstein cases, right? The payoffs.
Well, how long that went on.
Yes.
And by the way, TMZ's got video of him in Scottsdale, Arizona last night getting slapped in the face by this dude. That's in news you may not need. You'll hear about that today. But it's just, if we were wondering if there was a bit of a slowdown in this in 2018, that's not the case. No. It is going full speed ahead.
Look, my gut says he Yankee cranking. But on the other hand, it's 30 years later. The guy's an old man. Remind him of it. But what I do believe is this, is that the best thing that's coming out of all of this, whether there's a witch hunt or there isn't, is that men, especially younger men, that are hearing this and viewing this and experiencing this essential cultural shift on how you treat women in the workplace and how you respect them, they are on notice. And the whether it's the entertainment industry or you're in the software world, like everything is being exposed on this level where you now have to realize that if you want to be a leader in 2018 and moving forward, and if you want to be a leader beforehand, you gotta play by the rules.
Let me say what I need to say about this though, because there I've talked a lot about degrees of you know, Harvey Weinstein being at the top of the list far as being a monster and an
egregious
animal.
Yeah.
But I will tell you that whether it's the 70s, 80s, 90s, or the 2000s, you are sitting there going, if you are in an office and you whip out little Michael and you say, you know, I'm doing this, that's behavior that's outside of the norm in any one of those decades. If you are sitting in the 90s or the 80s and you're saying, hey, listen, you know, maybe we should get together, that's probably not as egregious as the
Yankee. It's different. Mm-hmm. If you're just being a pervert at your cube and you're like, hey, look at this, that's, you know.
I mean, I guess the point I'm trying to make is, yes, there will be behavior modification, but I don't want people to think that as we move forward that there's going to be, you know, this change, because the vast majority of guys in business, in show business and all that, don't whip it out when they've got like a model coming to their office or a coworker. That's just not the way it goes. That's outside the norm all the time. What will change, hopefully, is any idea that, you know, you can demean other people and certainly use your power to prevent them from getting ahead, you know. But I mean, here's the thing, you know, with all these stories, Oscar, it's always like he used colorful language. Oh, by the way, if that's the standard, you know, line up the accusers. We're all going down with that.
That in itself is scary. Colorful language is scary,
but vague. It's vague. It says nothing.
But the Yankee cranky. Now listen. But here's where the degree, the minutia of the subtleties in this. If you're sitting there on the phone and a coworker comes in who happens to be a hot coworker, and you're sitting there and go, yeah, I saw her. Boy, what I, and you're looking right at her, or you're purposely having a discussion about somebody you'd like to, and you're getting graphic about it.
Creep.
That's harassment.
Yes.
It is.
That's what, I wouldn't do that.
Why don't do that. HR? That's
it. You know what? And by the way, it's so.
Pony.
Do you remember, Rob, do you remember like back in the day where like a Playboy would float around? You probably don't go that far backwards.
The
Playboy would float. At work, Playboy would come in and it's like, we'd have an interview with somebody that was in Playboy or something. Or there'd be an article and a Playboy would be sent in.
Yeah, lucky dogs.
And everybody would be looking at it, women and men.
Of course.
And nobody really thought that much about it. The world has changed now. You know,
guys were also doing blow off the console. Mm-hmm. In the studio, you know what I mean.
I never witnessed that either. But you know, I never saw that.
A record duck would walk in, blow would be inside the record.
Oscar has gone on the record saying that he thinks that Michael Douglas is guilty of the Yankee. Do you think he's guilty of the Yankee?
Here's the way I process it. I think it's really, really, really tough to think that someone would manufacture that particular allegation. With that said, if there hadn't been another allegation of it when it came to the Louis C.K. stuff, I would say it would be a little bit more. It's just there's so much stuff floating out there that gets people thinking. It's very,
but
very
Louis
difficult.
Came out and said, yes, I did it. My
yes,
bad.
I did it.
Yeah, I'm a pervert.
Right.
I'm going to step away from
but
the limelight
also,
now.
But also, to be fair, it's a different situation, apples and oranges, because
Michael Douglas is saying he didn't.
Yeah, but I also think that Michael Douglas didn't do it. But the thing about the
I think we'd use apples and walnuts for this discussion.
Yes.
I'm sorry. Well,
Gordon Gekko says no.
He's getting older. Almonds.
Raisins. Apples and raisins.
Was it?
It's comparing apples and raisins. But you see, Louis C.K. was not a person.
Louis C.K.
Louis C.K. was not doing it for someone that worked for him. He was just doing it for a fan.
What is it?
Which is the nicest way to do it.
But, no, but if it gets into the point of where You see,
I got Rob Mayer on the brain right now for some reason, but I'm not going to mention that name.
Okay. One of the things that she's alleging is that because of all this, she was fired and blackballed in the business. So then it becomes more of a more tangible, solid thing because it's business oriented, and that's when it becomes even more heinous, I think.
Okay, who is to say where the line is drawn with colorful language?
It's hard. It's hard to write the rule book.
Like
it's
almost impossible. And colorful is the vaguest way to refer to it.
And if I'm being honest, say we have like a crop of interns here, and we don't do the Bill O'Reilly or anything like that, right?
True. No, but if someone were to come in and say that if you use the F word and you use the S word and you say MF and do that, and interns wanted to say that use of that language was harassment, I would be accused of sexual harassment.
Well, that's what I'm saying. Yeah. Where is that line drawn? Because
I think the line is drawn with, just like I said, if it was descriptive of sex acts and he was doing so with the full knowledge that this person was in his office, that gets a little hinky. And he apologized for that. As far as the, you know, the other thing, I'm not sure. You'd have to have a camera, it's difficult to prove that.
New policy here at More Broadcasting.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Everything's recorded.
Okay. Everything's recorded, and the fact is that I will no longer at the office Christmas party be dipping myself in Godiva chocolate and asking all the interns, male and female, to bite me.
People wonder why Vincent doesn't work here anymore. Well, thanks a lot, Mike.
He hated that.
He hated that.
Yeah. And by the way, that was the extra one because the people liked it so much at Christmas. That's when I actually was the Easter Bunny and actually built my own chocolate ears. And by the way, Vincent, that was an ear. Okay? It's not what you said.
He'll never agree with that.
He'll never recover from it. We'll take a break and I'm sorry. We are comedians. That's what we do. We'll take a break and come back with more fun and more thrills on the Mike O'Meara Show, everybody.
Hi, everybody. This is Nameberry reminding you to send in your mail for the mailbag that Rob reads on the Mike O'Meara Show. All you have to do is include it. Send it to Rob with two B's at MikeO'MearaShow.com, and then maybe we'll read your message on the radio. Podcast.
What about the address, man, Barry?
Shut up, Rob.
Welcome back to the Mike O'Meara Show, everybody. I will tell you this portion of our program is brought to you by Beachbody On Demand. Happy 2018 to you, but here's a question. Did you make a resolution to make yourself a better you? Well, this is your year, and all you need is Beachbody On Demand. It's an online fitness streaming service that gives you unlimited access to a wide variety of the best world-class workouts, all proven to help people achieve their health and fitness goals. Get it on your computer, smart TV, tablet, smartphone, or any other web-enabled device. Work out whenever you want. Programs like P90X, T25, 21 Day Fix, Insanity, 3-Week Yoga Retreats, so much more. Beachbody On Demand offers a wide variety of workouts. They range from cardio to weight training, yoga, low impact, even dance. With over 600, listen to that number, 600 different workouts. Mm. You're going to find something for you. You know that. Beachbody On Demand even has nutrition plans and information on meal prep recipes and simple but proven eating plans. You need to give this service a try right now. Our listeners can get a free trial membership when you text TMOS to 303030. It's a different promotion than we normally do, so remember that. You have to text it. Text TMOS to 303030, and you get full access to this entire platform for free. All the workouts and nutrition information at no cost to you. Just text TMOS to 303030. When I'm surfing the web, it always seems that everything new is old again, or everything old is new again, and it just goes round and round. But something making its way around the internet again is the Rob, I think you played it on the Audio Vault, the Red House Furniture commercial.
Yes.
And I have
that
it
might
here.
Actually date back to the terrestrial show.
It does.
Yeah.
I believe that this particular commercial, well, it says here it was uploaded in 2009, so God knows how old it is. But it surfaced a couple of times, and if you hadn't had the pleasure of seeing it, it's a furniture store commercial. It starts out with these two redneck guys and this big 300-pound black guy sitting on a sofa, and the theme is inclusiveness.
Yes,
but
of course.
It is a homemade commercial done, you know. I'm surprised that you didn't get... you know, Saul, Better Call Saul involved in this with the production values that you see. I can't explain it to you. It's better that I just play the thing. And if you haven't had the pleasure, after you hear this, you might want to go to YouTube and check it out. This is the Red House Furniture, everybody.
At the Red House Furniture,
we can.
At the Red House.
I'm Richard, a.k.a. Big Head. I work at the Red House, and I'm black.
At the Red
I
House.
Like pumping iron and pumping furniture into people's homes.
Are you shaking hands with a white lady?
Yeah, I'm Johnny, a.k.a. T-Engage. I work at the Red House, and I'm white. I like deer hunting, bass fishing, and extending credit to all people.
So terrible.
At the Red House.
I'm black, and I love the Red House.
I'm white, and I love the Red House.
I'm a black woman, and I love the Red House.
I am white, and the Red House is for me.
At the Red House.
Black people and white people hugging. Then they show their furniture.
Look at the sofa. It's perfect for a black person or a white person.
This mattress is perfect for a white person.
It is.
Or a black person.
At the Red House.
I don't even know if it's fake or not.
Black people and white people buy furniture.
It is so on the line. Too.
And Hispanic people too. That's it. And
let me
now
look
they
that
say
up.
They say if you look it up, there's a phone number.
Mm-hmm.
There's a website, and it's redhousefurniture.com. I don't know if the place is still in business or not. This is a very, very old video. It surfaced a few years back, and then it came back. Does it really go back to the terrestrial show that
I
we were doing?
I believe so. And good also, Lord. There was another girl we had that had a heavy gentleman that would sing a song, and it was furniture, bedrooms, and living rooms.
Oh, flea market.
Flea market,
at the
yeah.
Flea market.
Flea market. That's another good ad. I might actually have that one saved in my list.
Let me well, see. I don't know if they're still around. They probably aren't. If it's the furniture business, there's a lot of transition in there. But there it is. And wouldn't that be a lovely message for all advertisers yeah. out there?
Especially
the message,
in today's current climate.
And my
it's appropriate in today's
it's
current
It's a lesson
climate.
To be learned that everybody needs furniture. And may I just offer you this, Mike, please?
Yes.
Living rooms, bedrooms, dinettes. Oh yeah, you can find them at the market. We talking about flea market, Montgomery. It's just like a mini mall. Oh yeah, come shop with us. I said flea market, Montgomery. It's just
all right,
like
that's not like your chimney. Like that's not like your chimney.
No,
suite.
No, it's not. It's not. It's not like the chimney.
Step in time. Rob used to collect bad commercials. That was what he did.
Oh, we made up a sponsorship for an Oriental rug cleaning service.
I'm gonna put it in and just see. I'm going to see if it's around anywhere.
The chimney sweep is here.
A step in time, a step in time. Gonna make your chimney shine.
You know why? Give us a try. Dial CHIMNEY 2446639 CHIMNEY. Right on time, a step in time.
That's so great.
What about the Carvel commercial?
The which one?
Carvel.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, with Fudgy. All right. Yeah. I have gone to a website today, Red House Furniture, High Point's total home furnishing store. They are open Monday from 8:30 a.m. to 5:30 p.m. They are open all week, and they're closed on Sunday
of
to
course.
Worship the Lord our Savior, I'm sure. It's got products. You get tomorrow, note to self. Perhaps we put a Friday call into Red House Furniture in High Point, North Carolina.
High Point, that's where Big Furniture is based.
And
Big
by
Daddy
the way,
used to shop for furniture wholesale, that's where
High Point?
You would go to High Point.
This is today. They've got all the Facebook, Twitter, everything's on here. And the fact is that featured in the middle of their website is this commercial.
Wow.
So obviously they have been milking this for, let me see, they've got
going on 10 years.
Icon here. Their employees, here are their, he's still there. The black guy is still there, but I don't see the white guy. I don't see where he is. Now, it looks like they brought in some, based on the look of
some Hispanics.
The based on the look of some of the black the white guys that I saw there, it's not really a big surprise that they might not still be employed. Ah. Looks like they've gotten some older people that are working and some very
and you know what? That's
gentlemen.
Great because a lot of times people won't hire old people either. They are all about inclusiveness.
Yes.
Yeah, they love
absolutely.
It.
Absolutely. Red House Furniture Store, a family owned and operated business. We first opened in 1962 and for over 50 years we've been High Point's total home furnishing store. We've helped thousands of people throughout. So it's standard stuff. We are committed to offering the highest quality products at the most affordable price. So nothing about the inclusiveness, but it's a lovely little sign. Looks like
beautiful.
A red barn. It's it's wonderful. So,
note like to self, whenever, we'll
check that we call out.
Tomorrow. Whenever a business makes it a barn business. There used to be a place on Route 15, Paul's Pancake Barn. And I always thought that was nice.
Can I ask a Rube question?
Sure.
Go right ahead, Oscar. That's what you're here for.
That was painful, but okay.
This is genuine, though.
What makes good furniture good? Like, what makes it great?
That's a great question to ask. Rob Spiewak was actually in the business for years.
For example, I go to TJ Maxx, right?
Sure. Who doesn't?
Ever since I've gone to extra large, as far as my shirts are concerned, I refuse to pay full price for shirts.
Yeah, but I mean, I'm exactly the same way down here because why pay $70 for a golf shirt when you can get it for $19?
So I go to TJ Maxx, $7.99, get a sweet off the rack, slightly, the Nike, the whole swoosh is not on there, but I'm fine with that.
No, see, I think it's a swirl. My wife would be, she's a TJ Maxxer all the way. 100%.
So while I'm done there, Shannon's always in the furniture section.
Okay.
And she's like, well, if we had space, we could get this, right?
What makes good furniture? Yeah,
That furniture there isn't good furniture for
some
reason.
Well, it probably isn't. I would say the first thing, if you want to talk like wooden furniture, tables, stuff like that, you want to look for solid, real wood, not pressed wood. Also, if you really want to step it up, you go to a harder wood. I think that maple is probably some of the most elegant furniture you can buy.
You know what? He's giving you a very detailed answer. Would you like to ask me the same question?
Yes.
Why don't you ask me the same question?
Mike, what makes good furniture good?
That's easy, Oscar. It's the taste.
Thank you very much. We'll take a break.
I mean, we would have been here for an hour. I got to end the show here. We're going to take a break. Come back.
And again, Mike, maple, still important.
Oh, man, that's the best kind. We'll be right back on the Mike O'Meara Show.
It's Tony and Gary.
Hey there, boys and girls, ladies and gentlemen. It's me. It's Tony P.
Yes, yes, Gary, yes.
On this week's episode of the show, the worst songs of all time. Now, you remember, we named a champion, put the bone in. We have a new challenger. And let me just point out, for those who don't know, put the bone in was the name of the song. Those weren't instructions.
And once again, what, we solved my wood problem?
Yes, we solved Gary's wood problem as well. Check it out on TonyPerkinsShow.com, subscribe on iTunes, and download the Tony Perkins Show app.
The Tony Perkins Show.
Welcome back to the Mike O'Meara Show, brought to you by Sleep Number, everybody. I talk about it, and I know you've heard me talk about it, but I love talking about it because it's so wonderful. That is my Sleep Number bed. I love my Sleep Number. Last night, I had another 95 night, and that's my grade. Mm-hmm. That's right. I get a grade with the Sleep IQ technology. I love Sleep Number. And did you know that most Americans don't get the right amount of sleep? You're recommended to get 7 to 8 hours of sleep. Does that sound like you? If it's not, you might want to think about a Sleep Number bed. Science has proven that getting more sleep will make it easier to reach your goals for the new year.
Goals.
Fitness, health, all the good stuff. The Sleep Number bed lets you choose your ideal comfort and support on each side. It's the perfect bed for couples. Their newest beds are so smart, they actually sense your every move and automatically adjust so you sleep comfortably throughout the night. And I'm getting ready to get myself another Sleep Number bed.
Hey!
Mrs. O'Meara says our bed is in great shape. It is in great shape, but you know, new is fun.
It is.
It's my favorite product in the house. My Sleep Number setting is an 85. Carla's is a 65 last night. My Sleep IQ score was a 95. By the way, I need to correct that because I bumped it up to 100 last night.
Look at you.
Because I got the bulky little back and I want to make sure it's super firm. Don't miss the best bed for couples at the lowest prices of the season. Come in now and save $400 to $700, the most popular Sleep Number mattresses. You'll only find Sleep Number at a sleepnumber.com store. Sleepnumber.com is where you go for that, I should say. And you can also go to any of the 550 Sleep Number stores nationwide. Find the one nearest you by calling 800-511-0061. And please, 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 please be sure and tell them that Mike O'Meara sent you.
News! News!
Boo!
Kevin Spacey.
Seems like we've had the sexual harassment show today.
Yes.
He had already filmed the movie All the Money in the World when his career went up in flames over multiple sexual assault allegations. Instead of scrapping the film altogether, they replaced him with Christopher Plummer. Are you okay, Oscar?
My back is killing me on this chair.
Do you want to stand up? Do you want to take a walk? Do you want to go stretch your back a little bit?
I don't know
if
Rofo was sitting in here. Oh, much better. It's built for a fat man right now, and I didn't want to make all the noise.
Hey, you're not a squirmer, and I normally don't notice you doing that. Squirmer.
I didn't know if this chair was going to make any noise as I fixed it.
While we have a break in the action, I have a quick question I want your take on. Are we allowed to watch old Kevin Spacey material without feeling guilty?
I have no idea. I have not gotten the opportunity, right? So it is weird.
I watched House of Cards again. He's still a dick.
Well, of course he's a dick in that, but I mean, like, the movie Baby Driver was a great movie, and he was a star in that.
Rob, you should honor the Me Too movement and not watch the Kevin Spacey content.
All right, I'm on board.
Thank you. Baby Driver, he's like talking about the young kid like he's a piece of steak.
Yeah, but he doesn't bone him.
You know the one I like? The one where he's the real a-hole movie producer guy. What's that one where he gets tied up and he gets tortured? That's one I'd let you watch.
Oh, God. Is it called The Intern?
Might be The Intern. Instead of scrapping that movie altogether, they put Christopher Plummer in the role to reshoot the scenes. Director Ridley Scott said all the actors who had to come back did it for free to help keep costs down. He lied. According to a new report, Michelle Williams came back for just $1,000 in expenses, but Mark Wahlberg was paid $1.5 million.
Wow, for reshoots.
1,500 times more than his female co-star. That is not okay.
To make things worse.
Shut up, Oscar. Take a pill for your back. Michelle was nominated.
My back hurts. I'm going to be inappropriate.
For a Golden Globe for her performance. Marky Mark shut out as usual. Obviously, Hollywood lost its mind over this. Jessica Chastain, Judd Apatow, and Amber Tamblyn are among the celebrities who called it an injustice. I'm with them on that.
Yeah.
I think if you pay one guy $1.5 million, that's crap.
And the line that was given to her is that if she doesn't do it, the movie will be scrapped because there's no more money left in the budget.
Yeah. It's ridiculous.
Same agent, too.
Same agency.
That's not cool, people. Mm-hmm.
Mike, it was called Swimming with Sharks. That was the name of the Sharks. That's the Spacey movie. Yeah,
terrific. Harvey Weinstein, meanwhile, was attacked at a restaurant in Scottsdale. We alluded to that briefly before. Given what he's accused of, he got off pretty easy. As Weinstein was leaving a restaurant, a guy named Steve approached him and gave him two light backhanded slaps to the face. I watched this video. Uh-huh. You guys get a chance to see this video?
Yeah, I saw it.
He told him, like a little clap on the cheek there. He said, "Get the F out of here. You're a piece of poo." So is this Steve character some kind of chivalrous defender of women? Hardly. When Harvey first sat down for his meal, Steve went up to him and started gushing about what a fan he is. He even asked for a selfie. Harvey declined the photo, but still had a perfectly polite conversation with Steve. Now, Steve later told TMZ that Harvey was rude and belligerent, but there's audio that proves he's lying. So, look, the fact is, if you're showboating around this guy, you're a piece of dumb, too.
Of course.
I tell you. Well, Steve made sure his friend was filming when he slapped Harvey, so it was a complete setup.
Yeah.
And, we all know Harvey's a bad guy, but if you're trying to make hay on that...
I'm shocked that Harvey Weinstein went to a restaurant.
He doesn't look like he's a big eater. He looks like crap.
How would you still go out?
I think it's stunningly. I would be in room service for the rest of my life.
Well, think about.
Can you believe that?
The mindset.
Going to a restaurant.
And his wiring that got him there. He's not sensitive to that. He's better than that.
Yeah. No, he's in a friggin' restaurant.
Yeah.
Oh, God, you lost your privileges.
Yeah.
You eat alone.
Yeah.
At home or in a hotel room for the rest of your life.
DoorDash. Use the code TMOS.
All right. I have been observing Jay Leno since he got booted off the air, and the fact is that Jay seems kind of a sad figure to me.
Tragic.
He's got some other projects, but it just doesn't... You know, he shows up in weird places, and he talked to Hollywood Reporter about the current state of late-night TV, and he didn't seem excited about it. Shocker. Here we go. First off, he listed a bunch of late night hosts that he loves, and it included everyone except for Conan. He even gave props to his former adversary, Jimmy Kimmel, as well as Samantha Bee. But he said he doesn't like all the, quote, depressing Trump stuff. The trouble is that there's such negativity now. When I did the show, Bush was dumb and Clinton was horny, and it was human problems. Oh, shut up, Jay. Really? Come on. He says, now it's all anti-women, anti-LGBT, anti-Muslim, anti-Mexican, anti-Salvador. It's such a negative thing. God bless all the late night hosts. They're making it funny, but ultimately it's depressing. You don't know. What's depressing, Jay, is you want to be there, and you're not. And anyway.
Go I'm going to put car. On my denim shirt, and I'm going to go play Charlestown.
Yeah. I mean, it's involving.
He's Jay Leno's garage.
He's got the garage
MSNBC.
Show. By the way, one episode of that, probably pretty terrific television when they roll the car.
Yeah.
That was pretty spectacular.
Yeah, that's good.
Because, you know, for a minute you're thinking, hey, what's going to happen to Jay? Anyway, moving right along. Apparently, the people at Diet Coke were like, wait, someone else is selling a diet drink and doing well. I don't know how they turned into Larry King.
Yeah, he's the CEO at Coke.
Coca-Cola just announced that they're launching a sleeker design for Diet Coke cans and some new flavors. The goal is to compete with trendier, more sophisticated drinks like La Croix and Izzy. Rob loves the Izzy.
Oh, Izzy is nice.
Wow.
Or do you not? You hate the Izzy. Which is it, love or hate? I forgot.
I bought it for the show, and everyone.
Oh, you bought
hated
Izzy?
It.
Yeah, he's in okay. Izzy.
Izzy is fine. I think it's also a character on that Maisel show, isn't it?
Izzy! Izzy, you got to get the dresses down to the district. The cans are, Rob, I swear to God, if you don't love it, I'll be stunned. The cans are still 12 ounces, but they're taller and narrower than normal soda cans. Who cares? And the new Diet Coke flavors are you ready for this?
Yeah.
Ginger lime.
Mm.
Twisted mango.
Mm. Mango is everywhere.
Mm.
Zesty blood orange.
Ooh.
And feisty cherry. I think we need a taste test.
Great
on
mixers
the show.
With alcohol.
You know what?
Yes.
Pepsi
phenomenal.
Sort of did a thing about a year ago, and you occasionally buy them. They did some boutique colas.
Yes.
And there's one that has actually got the taste of bitters in it.
Mm-hmm.
That is outstanding. And I'm not a Pepsi guy, but if
I
they
love
really
bitters. Bitters are incredible.
If oh, they yeah. go further with the with these flavors, I'd like to see what Diet Coke does with it.
So well, I wish there was somebody that would sell bitters.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Anyway.
And this the freestyle Coke machine.
Yeah, Coke machine.
Gave you like a nice window into what's possible.
Yeah.
And I'm sure they use that data to create this new line of Diet Cokes.
Yeah, you're
well,
right.
Well, the flavors are coming out later in the month, and you'll have to just wait, and maybe we can do a taste test.
Yes.
And we'll see what we like. There's a hotel. Maybe I can participate. Maybe I can go out and grab them. We can all do it with our long
family
distance
affair.
Connection.
I'd
here.
Like that.
There's a hotel in Quebec City, Montreal, in Canada that's made completely out of ice. You know, they do that up in the winter, fun stuff like that. They got a hotel made of ice, and it had to be evacuated because there was a fire.
Oh, no.
Good night!
You say, how does an ice hotel catch on fire? Well, it fell on someone's sleeping bag, a lit candle.
Oh, boy.
And, fortunately, the fire didn't spread much before the help arrived, but, you know, the place is made of ice, so probably wouldn't spread. A few people were hospitalized from smoke inhalation, though. That's a problem.
Smoke will kill you.
And there was some damage. You know, it was real wet. The manager says, quote, having white walls and crystal ice everywhere, it doesn't require a lot of soot to have an effect. So I guess the smoke from the sleeping bag got the walls all dirty.
Luckily, there was a burger joint next door that everyone could hang out at. It's called Melt.
Melt. Yum, yum. Thank you. And now a little something, something. At what age do guys stop being embarrassed by this? Some guy in northern Arkansas walked into a grocery store the other day and stole a box of tampons by shoving them down his pants.
Oh, God.
He also got beer, but he paid for that, so apparently he had money. He was just too embarrassed to buy the tampons. A lot of guys have been there.
Yeah.
A security camera got a shot of him, and he looks like he's in his 20s or 30s.
Mm.
Last we heard, the cops were still looking for him. Now listen, this is the cool part of the story. The grocery store is being cool. The manager of the grocery store says if he comes back and he pays his bill, everything will be cool. With no strings attached. Thank you. Hi, everybody. Hi, how are you? I'm Mike O'Mara. Welcome to my show. Anyway, we'll take a break and come back with the audio ball. And Rob Spiewak. Love that joke. Thank you.
Wide Open Wednesday with the Maze. Hi, who is this?
I shouldn't tell you.
Why? Do I know you?
Yes, you do. I don't recognize the voice. Is this Merle?
No.
Were you at the show in New Orleans?
Yes.
Okay, that cuts it down to a few hundred. Are you Lena Gilmore?
No.
Are you Jolene White?
Yes.
What are you doing?
Oh, I'm waiting for you.
That's great, because the Mike O'Mara Show Live will be in your hometown of Las Vegas next year. But until then, you can keep in touch with TMOS by calling on Wide Open Wednesday at 888-920-MORE.
That is the grossest part. Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show. You already know how important it is to buy the Mike O'Mara Show bonus shower, but let me try that
bonus
again.
Bonus shower?
You already know how important it is to buy the Mike O'Mara bonus show. Remember, the future of our show depends on it. But even if you've already bought yours, think of others.
Others!
Mm-hmm. Others!
People!
Now it's easier than ever to give the gift of the bonus show. If you have someone in your life that would love the bonus show, listen up. Just click the Gift Bonus Show banner at MikeO'MaraShow.com. I think it just says gift on it, right?
Gift bonus show, it says.
It says gift bonus show? Mm-hmm. Okay. There's one that I thought, all right, I should know these things. Boom, it's that easy. Gift bonus show. You can send the gift certificate to yourself so that you can give it in person, or you can send it, this is the best part.
So cool.
You can send it directly to the recipient so that they can start enjoying the bonus show right away. This is a new thing Pony worked on. Give Pony a nice round of applause. Way to go, Pony!
Thank you, Bloom.
They'll get access to all our bonus content, and you'll be helping TMOS. So please quit sucking. Don't be a leech. Don't be a parasite. Start giving, and we thank you.
Hygiene is so important. I think I'm going to subscribe to that Mike O'Mara Show bonus shower.
Bonus shower. Yes. Thank you. Thank you. Sometimes late in the week.
I have to ask Oscar about this first element because it involves Brazil.
Brazil, Mike in Brazil?
Is not far from your homeland.
Are you going to wax poetic on it?
Well played.
Okay. Brazil, there's this thing, if a child gets lost. Were you ever lost as a child?
Yes.
So what happens is the crowd, like this
a lot
is,
of boys were.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah, the boys of Brazil.
The lost boys.
Sorry. I'm trying. No, see, I'm doing a movie. I'm doing an old movie about Nazis. It's a great film,
and it's so believable.
The
now
boys
more
from
than
Brazil.
Ever. Yeah.
I'm not Gregory Peck.
Boned up on my
Why
Nazi.
Why do they all look like Hitler?
Where's Hitler? Right,
I'm sorry.
So here's the thing, and this makes sense. This Brazilian crowd, it's at a beach. They see a kid is separated from his mom, mm-hmm. and they surround him and start cheering to call attention so the parent can find them. Apparently, this is customary in Brazil.
What are they saying in Brazilian?
His name.
His name?
And the parent shows up.
Yeah.
So the beaches are that crowded?
Yep. Mm-hmm. And it doesn't have to be a beach. It could also be, a mall or anything
like
that.
Well, it's because they don't have their own Amber Alert system. So that's what they have to do.
Amber.
I love it when Oscar talks about his continent. Yes, sir.
Yay. I mean, it's all infrastructure, people.
It is. It is early enough in the year that we have not yet had our feel-good story of the month, but I'm going to go ahead and do it. This is Detective Scott Peel discussing what happened when a guy stole his stepdaughter's puppy and sold it for meth.
Mm.
Kind of hits you right here, doesn't it?
We've heard of loved ones, selling stuff that from other family members and or friends.
Selling
stuff. But as far as a dog, a pet, this is my first case. People that are addicted to drugs, good people, and they make bad decisions, and they need that drug, and they sell, they do things, otherwise they wouldn't ordinarily do.
It was surprising, but then again, it's like when somebody gets so wrapped into some kind of addiction, is that it is a very powerful thing, and it can cause you to do some crazy things.
And as you can tell from the accent, that happened in Boston.
America, we're getting brighter.
And also a tip of the hat to a good guy, Floyd Mayweather, who was having a press conference this week and was asked about
He's nice.
A good guy, and who has a past where he has at least been accused of sexual harassment. He was asked about
And spousal abuse and girlfriend abuse.
He was asked about the Me Too movement, and he handled it like the class guy that he is.
We're asking a lot of men, in light of the Me Too movement, how men can grow in 2018.
The who?
The Me Too movement, women speaking out about sexual assault.
How can when you say Me Too, my thing is this. When somebody be like, oh, I got a Rolls Royce, I'll be like, Me Too. When somebody say they got a private jet, I say, I got two. But Me Too.
Very different Me Too.
I didn't know. My Me Too movement from the beginning was whenever somebody said they got, I'd be like, Me Too. Somebody say they got $1 billion, I said, I made $1 billion, Me Too.
He later went on to say that to mistreat women is not cool.
Thank you, Floyd.
What an idiot!
Yeah, it goes out on a limb there. So anyway,
he might have a little bit of brain damage.
You think someone would have said, "Hey, Floyd, this last month
in his camp? Are you kidding me?
Watch Come the on news. Now.
Yeah, something, something." Yeah. Now I'm excited. Tomorrow on Netflix is the premiere of the new David Letterman interview program. His first guest, Barack Obama, and they released a teaser clip.
I hate to do this to you, and What's I hate that? To do this to the fans. I think it's going to flop.
We'll have to see. Have to see.
We'll find out.
I hate to say that. I don't know why.
He called your shot, Mike.
I am a David Letterman massive fan.
And you Obama.
Yeah. I'll probably look in. Mm-hmm. It'll probably be a massive number. And then I think it's not going to be.
Peter out.
But I don't think it doesn't necessarily matter on Netflix, right? I mean, they get big contracts
they
and they'll
pay
keep
up front.
Chugging.
And I hope I like to see David Letterman back on TV because I think he's
I do
a treasure.
Too. I do. Too. I just don't think it's going to be a juggernaut. It's not going to be. It's not going to be any marvelous Mrs. Maisel. That's
sure.
For sure.
No, maybe if he used an accent. He talked to President Obama, and Obama talked about a time that Prince was at the White House.
Yes,
this is a funny little story.
This was probably 3 or 4 months before he died, and Prince asked Sasha to come up and dance, and she's an excellent dancer. Then Sasha pulls me up. Which surprises me because she always mocks my dancing, but I have dad moves.
Yeah. So glad it's a live audience.
And I
take back what I said.
The key is what we call staying in the pocket. Right?
Staying
so
in the pocket.
You got to stay in the pocket. Because I think everybody here knows dads who get out of the pocket. And they're trying stuff that they can't really pull off.
Yeah.
All right. You know, they start doing karate kick.
I am an idiot. I rescind my previous remarks, and I am all in.
Good.
I'm a moron. I didn't know it was going to be a live studio audience. I am now, and it's one guy, right?
Yep.
It's the entire show where he
layers
with a guest.
In-depth interview.
The relaxation factor of that. I take back everything I said. I hope it's a super smash, and I'd love to see it be very successful. I don't know what I was thinking. It's been a long day.
We actually stopped tape at the right point there. Just remember, if you're being a dad, when you dance, stay in the pocket, no karate kicks. That is your magic audio ball. Have a great Thursday, everybody.
Rob, it's the marvelous Mrs. Maisel on Amazon. You got to check it out.
Like That's white on rice.
Thanks for joining us for another episode of TMOS. Don't forget to update our brand new app today and unlock the live 24/7 TMOS stream. By the way, brand new gift feature for bonus people.
Do it.
If you want to get somebody the bonus show, you can gift them right on our website.
Force
and do it,
on
it easily. It's fantastic. Mailing address, TMOS Box 32101, Washington, D.C. 20007. Thanks for listening and join us again for the best part of your day, the Mike O'Mara Show. Salaga,
bye-bye. Bye-bye.
Ciao, ciao.
Before you go, please make a mental note. Today's show was made possible by the TMOS bonus packages. You can secure yours right now by going to MikeOMaraShow.com and clicking on the red bonus banner. Buy it or give it. Either way, you're helping out TMOS, and that's a good thing. Thank you, and go in peace.
Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.
No strings attached.